Blog Talk Radio.
I told you on my podcast when I'm younger, it was difficult for me because I look at things in perception. My perception is very keen in dealing with people directly or individually, but I also was not in tune to ignorance that some people have and how the world can be very cruel. So I was labeled all kinds of names when I was a kid and adult, and I couldn't handle it because I had this goal of trying to fit in. I didn't want to be labeled. I wanted to be popular. But then I realized the most important thing is to stand on my own and be honest about what I see. And, that's the goal, is to be honest. You know, I have to tell the truth about what I see, you know. Well, anyway, a lot of those perceptions is really the reason why I became an artist. And I've written more than 500 songs with Broadcast Music Incorporated. I've been with them such a long time, about 30-something years. I actually written thousands of songs. And I lost a lot of the tapes, the lyrics, and everything. So I decided to just copy every song that I make. Now, writing a song is intangible form. You know, I have to play my keyboard, and I have to sing it. So I have to tape what I play or use my mouth as an instrument, sing out words, melodies, and make a melody with the words that I make up. And now with lyrics, I usually make them up, or I just take my time and write the songs. In a recording studio, with my rock songs and pop songs, I have to write down a lot of lyrics and I change it around and stuff. Because in that situation, I'm more involved with the lyrics and the producing of the song, where everything goes. I'm also involved with the music side too. I like what my Hollywood dreams come true. The melody for, you know, when you hear like the keyboards, it was part of my melody that I made up for the song, as well as the words. But I have two versions of that. So I feel proud that I've done more than 500 songs, that I actually wrote thousands. So that's a great thing, because my artistry stemmed from the reason why I became an artist, a singer-songwriter, is because of the unfortunate, because of bad experiences. Being labeled this and going through trauma, which I written a song, Trauma, and going through horrific experiences and dealing with crazy people or racist people or people who are criminals or, you know, because of ignorance, jealousy. Unfortunately, I'm still dealing with that. So I'm glad I'm living in a very open-minded or let's say, quote-unquote, open-minded society, where I can be myself, because if I was living in a more place where people were so, you know, the perception were not as open, it would be very difficult for me to survive, because there's still a lot of people who are against people or are ignorant when it comes to people who express themselves or their unique selves and so on. I have this, people perceive me as being eccentric or unique. And so in some instances, it's negative or real cruel because I make a lot of allegations. You know, and the allegations that I make, I have to be very careful because to show the truth of it, I have to express myself, but I have to show evidentiary support. But I do know that what I saw was truthful. But I have to show it to someone else. I need to show proof. Whether I show proof or not, I say allege. Because I'm just trying to be careful what I say. Usually. So when I talk about allegations that I made recently, like Home and so on, which dealt with people making false allegations about my health, my mental health, and so on, it's important for me to be careful. Because some people in my environment are very ignorant on this fact because I made these allegations. And some of them are so ignorant and potentially dangerous with their ignorance, thinking I need a conservatorship. Me, a law student, a doctor, owner of songs, I write my songs, I'm too high functioning. For someone to even perceive or consider conservatorship must be an idiot and a very dangerous person. I think this stemmed from the fact that, you know, yesterday they were trying to press my button saying I'm not going to make it in music and it's over for me, my life is over. And they say that all the time, dream killers, haters. And, you know, my response to that, I didn't know why they were, this is allegedly, and I'm like, why are they talking at me? And I'm in my house and I hear that. Now, this is the honest truth. I have to be also, I told somebody in the law enforcement, I was like, you need to do something with some of these people because why are they talking at me and I'm up in my room or outside? I'm outside usually. And saying my name and they don't know me. I ain't talking to them. I mean, that's crazy. That's insane. And then I also said I was aware of what was going on because I see them on the street saying things that I don't understand. Somebody told me I should ignore. I do. But when it happens all the time, I was like, somebody needs to do something. But I was aware, but somebody thinks that because I made that assessment or whatever, thinks that when I told, people in my home, they thought I was delusional and all that. That is not true. They can have their allegations, but honestly, I tell the truth. Now, these people may be delusional, saying I don't own my home, I don't own my songs, and we've been through that in those previous podcasts. All you have to do is check the U.S. Copyright Office and you see on Broadcast Music that I own more than 500 songs. Just go to Broadcast Music and see U.S. Copyright Office. See the videos that I make and see who owns it. And I will tell you the truth. I'm one of the songwriters for these pop songs, or I write the entire song. That is true. You can call the county recorder office on a mortgage account. See who owns the place. And they say I don't own it. Then they must be delusional. But showing proof to these allegations have been difficult for me because if I try to do everything I can, take a picture or so on or videotape of what they said, it's very difficult. But when they say things that are so extreme, I realize that I need to stop. I'm going to ignore it because that is too out of touch with reality to say things like that. Because I don't like nobody making false assessments on my health and trying to undermine my integrity. And my reputation in my building may have been compromised, but I don't care. Only if it's a crime committed. Because when I see these same people coming around in a vehicle, following me around, all that stuff, that is truthful, honestly. And I was told I had to direct it to the LAPD. I don't know why I'm dealing with that stuff anyway. But one realization from it is that racism exists. Prejudice does exist. I feel that if I was an African-American person, I probably wouldn't be dealing with this. Also, there are evil people everywhere you go, ignorant people. So I try to be very careful what I say, but what I'm trying to say is that everything in this podcast is accurate and truthful. I'm very much aware of reality with everything I do. Being someone who's highly educated and who's highly talented and write my own songs, because I prefer to talk about my songs, but I also realize that I have to express myself in every other way because podcast is a way to express it. I must be very truthful, honest, and not be afraid to speak what I feel. Because it's important when someone says something about limiting my freedoms or conservatorship, that's for someone who can't take care of themselves, who can't pay their bills, or who's deteriorating from alcohol use, food, clothing, shelter, the basic needs. That's what a conservatorship for. Some people made this assessment about my clothes, which probably wear nice clothes, you know, but at times I wear jogging pants a lot because I exercise. So I go walking wearing different colored jogging pants. And they make false assessments about my health. I mean, I have to ignore that because they're ignorant. But criminals love to, and evil people and racist people love to target, love targets. And I guess I'm one of them. Perhaps it's jealousy, but it's definitely bigotry and conspiracy. So it's important that we, when we hear somebody say something extreme, you look at the circumstances around it. I mean, if I was deteriorating and suffering from alcohol abuse, and I'm not, or if I was somebody who simply didn't pay my bills consistently, or if I was somebody who was gullible to fraud and just allow people to take advantage of me, then perhaps that would be the case, but that is definitely not the case. But I have to make sure that I'm careful with criminals and people who are trying to induce fraud or false allegations, because people like that are dangerous. It doesn't matter what race or color you are, people are dangerous. And my property was a target. I don't know why. I mean, I don't have no money. I just own a little property. If they don't own their home or they don't like my or want to take my music, they can't do that. We have to deal with things reality-based. I have to be aware of what has been said. So I'm just letting you know everything I say is truthful, honest. And what I really love to do in the next few topics is talk about my Be On My Song, because I got more than 500 songs. I did say I was going to do a podcast on the French Revolution, and it was delayed because I had to, that's going to come up in the next few podcasts as well. But I'm going to talk about a book that I've written called Marie Antoinette Revelations, and I've written a book about Petit Trian, because it was really interesting, because I was reading about the French Revolution for years, and it's very interesting. But I was also, illustrate the contrast of what has been said about Marie Antoinette and the royalty and what is actually has occurred, because it's really interesting. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.